When David over Israel had ruled for 40 years, and on his throne securely sate, as plainly it appears, stricken in years and full of days and nature almost spent, he to set his son upon the throne his mind was fully bent, for fearing lest that he should die without the choice of one that might, as he had done before, sit still on Israel's throne. And to prevent the discord that amongst his sons might rise, he picks out one and makes him king before death closed his eyes, whose name was Solomon, a man of rare and excellent parts. Yea, such a man he was that if any by their deserts might claim a crown, the Solomon of whom the earth did ring deserved it, and none fitter could do David choose for king. Such was his wisdom that the queen of Sheba from the south came for to hear those words that did proceed out of his mouth, which when she'd heard pronounced them blessed and happy for to be, that his attendants were and did wait on his majesty. His wisdom made him shine more bright than did the robes he wore, and made him in the people's sight to be respected more than all the costly gems that he or ornaments had on, or than the throne that thus adorned he did to sit upon, whose wisdom was principally unto this world made known in a just sentence that he gave to the harlots which did come to him for justice, bowed a child that both laid claim unto, whose cause to hear he did assent and did determine to. The harlot standing then before the presence of the king, with faltering speech and trembling tongue, one straight declares the thing, saying, "My lord, we women had lately 2 children small, which of all earthly joys we did esteem them most of all. We had them much about one time, and both were of one sex, and one house doth contain us both, 'tis this that doth perplex my troubled soul," the one harlot said, "seeing her child is dead. She labors all she can to have mine in her infant stead, for in the night she overlaid her child, and it did die. But waking straightway she perceived, and this at sight did spy. She straightway rose and forthwith came at midnight to my bed, and took from me my living child and left me with hers dead. But in the morning when I waked, not knowing what was done by this wild woman which doth seek to bereave me of my son, and taking gently in mine arms, as then I thought, my child, I straight perceived it was not mine, and that I was beguiled." "Nay," said the other harlot then, "the child that lives is mine, and that same infant that is dead assuredly was thine." "That's false," replied the other straight, "for that that lives," said she, "is none of thine. I did it bear, and it belongs to me." Thus whatsoe'er the one did say, the other did deny, and what the other did affirm, did the other presently. Cried out upon as false and vain, nor would they e'er, they said, nor possibly could quietness betwixt them both be made. Therefore they did implore the help and wisdom of the king, who whose eye could wanly pierce into so difficult a thing, that he would graciously be pleased as he had heard it so. He would give sentence to their cause which they would stand unto. Solomon calls the living child in the midst to be placed, of both those harlots that did seek each other to disgrace. And one of his servants he charged to fetch a sword straightway, which to him presently was brought without the least delay. Which sword he to his servant gave, putting it in his hand, enjoining him to execute whatever he did command. Divide the child, saith he, and give to each of them a part, which words did pierce the true mother unto the very heart, who humbly did beseech the king rather than it should die, to give it to the other all that with her did stand by. Nay, answered the false mother, then the king hath it decided, neither thine nor mine the child shall be, but let it be divided. King Solomon weighed both their words, and looking on them both, did say that she the mother is, then most compassion showeth. Give her the child that did lament for such an infant pretty, and when it should have mangled been, was moved unto pity. That mother gladly did receive her tender babe again, which the false mother cruelly desired might be slain. And when the people heard the words and sentence of the king, cried all with voice most loud, God bless Solomon and everything.